This is an Aero News Touch and Go for Monday, September 3rd, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. JetBlue Airways has split with the Air Transport Association over the issue of financing the Federal Aviation Administration. The ATA advocates taxing passengers based on the distance between original and final destination, disregarding actual flight miles on connecting flights. JetBlue contends this benefits only the big airlines flying hub-and-spoke routes, since they would avoid paying taxes on potentially thousands of miles accumulated on connections. JetBlue complains that an ATA provision exempting airlines from paying any taxes on the first 250 miles of any domestic flight means that shuttles between New York City, Boston, and Washington, D.C., as well as several other shuttles burdening the nation's busiest air traffic control centers, would pay no taxes to support the system. Shanghai Airlines announced on Friday it plans to expand its fleet with five new Airbus A321s. The International Herald Tribune reports the carrier plans to sell four Boeing 757s in its current fleet to aircraft leasing company Aircastle Limited, then lease them back, raising about $66 million from the sale. Shanghai Airlines will then buy the A321s at a slight discount off list price of $370 million. Delivery of the new planes is expected to start in 2011. Last week's back-to-back airworthiness directives for Boeing's 737 don't appear to be slowing sales. Norwegian Air Shuttle ordered 42 of the planes last week. Now comes word China's Xiamen Airlines is buying 25 737-800s. That's worth $1.9 billion at list prices. As of the end of July, total orders for all 737 airplanes stood at 7,153 since the plane's debut, with a backlog standing at 1,690. That's worth more than $120 billion. Former NASA astronaut and Navy Captain Lisa Nowak convinced a court last week to alter the terms of her pretrial release and remove her ankle monitor. Nowak is set to go to trial September 24th, for allegedly stalking and assaulting U.S. Air Force Captain Colleen Shipman in February. Nowak allegedly considered Shipman a rival for the affections of fellow astronaut Bill Ofelein. At the hearing, Shipman testified she still fears Nowak and the monitor makes her feel safer. But since the alleged attack, Shipman has made several trips to Nowak's hometown of Houston to visit Ofelein. According to Reuters, Judge Mark Lubbe noted that during those trips, Shipman had, in effect, circumvented any protection the ankle bracelet provided. Finally, have you ever considered how tough life is for an aviation journalist at Aero News? We live our lives immersed in whatever's happening in aviation. Several times a year, we're flown to big aviation events, forced to look at all the hottest new products and sometimes even fly them, and we're expected to enjoy it. And then there's the part about working from home. I've actually been forced to find investments to soak up all the money I used to spend on gas and parking. To get serious for just a moment, you've heard us talk about ANN 10.0. If you're not sure exactly what that means, that's okay. Let it suffice to say it means, among other things, that we need to add a few more people, especially in writing and editorial positions. If you have a decent computer with broadband access, know something about aviation and aerospace, and you can write, meet deadlines, and be dependable without some management type hovering over your cubicle, then this might be for you. If you also have some HTML, photo editing, audio, or video chops, so much the better. Email publisher at aero-news.net with the word opportunities in the subject line, and we'll send you more info. Or check out the print story posted Friday at aero-news.net with the headline beginning, Help Wanted. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Today is the Labor Day holiday in the U.S., so our other Aerocasts have the day off. Our full-length Aero briefing will return on Tuesday, as will the Aero News special feature. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.